You know, but Hebrews 13:5 says this, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, talking about the Lord, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's there. His presence is there. You're living a good life. You're a good Christian in God's eyes. Guess what? He's there. He's with you. He's happy with you. You bring the light to his soul. Hey, and for his pleasure, we were created. Amen. You know, so that's God's will for your life. It's not just to go soul winning, not just to abstain from fornication, but to bring pleasure to the Lord, to please the Lord. And you know what? Whatever good thing you do, God's going to just bring it right back to you. What you do it to other people, you do things unto the Lord. Bible says, whatsoever good thing you do, the same shall you receive, not from the people of the Lord, but from the Lord. It'll come directly from him. He'll make sure that you'll get rewarded for the good that you do in this life and the next. So keep struggling, keep doing right, keep getting right with God, or die trying. Amen? Amen. So I'll just read from Isaiah 54:4. It says this, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. You know, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the service of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So the first benefit that we get by being good Christians is that God is with us 24/7, 7 days a week. You can go to him anytime you want. Doesn't matter. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Driving to work, coming back from work, walking to the park, taking your little walk to get your exercise for the day, whatever the case may be, he's there anytime. And don't take that for granted. Think about it. You can go to the God of the universe anytime you want, and he will hear you, unless you have iniquity in your heart. Because the Bible says, if I have iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But think about it. The most powerful person on the planet, anytime you want, you can just come to him. Come to him anytime, anywhere. It doesn't matter. Amen. You know why? Because that's the benefit you get direct to him for being good, for living a good life, for being righteous, for continuing to struggle, continuing to fight, continuing to adore hardness. God says, you know what? I'll let you come to me anytime you want. Anytime, anytime. Doesn't matter. If you're like, oh, my husband doesn't have time for me, God has time for you. Amen. My wife doesn't have time for me. Well, God has time for you. My parents don't have time for me. Kids, God has time for you. Amen. Seriously. You know, growing up, I always wanted like a superhero dad. You know, I always wanted a superhero dad that was muscular, you know, would never yell at me, would be like my bodyguard. You know what I'm talking about? Never got it, but I got something better than that. I got God. Amen. Seriously. You know, my dad was very skinny. You know, he was like me, a fat, skinny guy. He had a big belly, skinny arms, you know. He wasn't a Christian whatsoever. He was Catholic. You know, I love my dad. It's weird. Even though my dad treated my mom not perfect, I still love them. It's just how children are. They love their dad. They love their parents. You know, even though mom did more than anything, for some reason, you know, I tend to kind of like honor and love my dad more. It's just one of those things you do. You know, so if you have a dad, praise the Lord. But here's the thing, though. You know, even if I didn't, let's just say there is children out there. Parents have just abandoned them or whatever. You know, happens a lot in the Philippines from what I hear. Even happens in the streets. You know, kids are born out of wedlock. Dad is gone. You hear about it all the time, especially with these NFL players. You know, this NFL player didn't have a right. His dad just left them, you know, left them hanging with his mom or whatever. And somehow they get the motivation to become NFL players, but they become rotten people once they get money. Because the prosperity of fools shall destroy them, you know, and that's what tends to happen. But you know what? For the kids that we get saved, make sure you tell them, look, hey, you can come to God anytime you want. He's your friend, you know, but he wants you to do right. You know, if you do right, he'll bless you. If you don't, he won't. And tell him, look, you should do what's right when you get older. You know, God wants to use you, not just save you. But it's only going to happen if you live a good Christian life. And these gangs and these drugs and what you see on TV, don't get into that. You know, because God's pleasure is better than the world's pleasure. And we'll get into that. That's another benefit. We'll get his pleasure, not the world's pleasure. But I read Isaiah, no weapon shall be formed against thee. So the second benefit is that we'll have his protection, and I'm just throwing it in there as a bonus, and we'll have his vengeance. Amen? Amen. Because guess what? You know, people are going to talk trash about good churches until Christ returns. But he's going to shut all their mouths. He's going to rebuke them to their face. And even before he returns, he will pour out his vengeance. You know, if he sees that is what needs to get done. Amen? And we don't have to worry about people hurting us, because in reality, hey, everything that happens in your life is a reflection of what you do or you fail to do. You fail to pray? Well, guess what? Bad things happen is because you failed to pray, and nobody blame but yourself. You're living a righteous life, bad things happen? Well, guess what? That's a good thing. But in the end, just remember, there's no one to blame but yourself. Because what happens in your life is a reflection of what you're doing or you're failing to do. Fail to live right, bad things will happen. Do what's right, hey, God will bless you. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect, because the Bible never says that he that lives a perfect, good Christian life is not going to suffer. No, those that live godly in Christ will suffer. But we're going to suffer persecution, and we're going to get reward in this life and the next. But the second point is, we will have his protection, and we will have his vengeance.